from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just have to tell you, there is no greater place to be tonight than right here, where you are at. Because as far as I know, and there are friends of mine that have bought radio stations and they have tried to do things, and there are other people running radio stations and they're doing things. As far as I know, there is not another single show on radio that has wholly dedicated itself to that mission, to saying, we love our city, we want our city back, we are tired of being shut down and locked in and all the other things that we've had to deal with, and we are going to make this a nightly town hall where we say, what can we do? That's why the phone lines are open at 877-970-2999. And tonight is legal night, and I am so glad to welcome back a friend who I never had as a friend until about 4 or 5 years ago when they moved me to AM 970 The Answer, and we started getting to interchange on some legal issues. Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars. Man, has he... His the people he has represented is lengthy, but even before that, he was on the other side. He was a prosecutor, and he's someone who really understands the ins and outs of what the law demands today. Arthur Idala, welcome to Radio Night Live. It's great to have you.
Well, it is great to be here, Kevin, and I love the name of the show, Radio Night Live. I think so your listeners know, I am a radio person. What does that mean? It means in the morning when I wake up, I do not turn on the television. I put on the radio. I usually look at my little Google thing and say, hey, Google, put on AM 970, The Answer. I get in my car and I am a terrestrial radio guy. I admire what they do, but, I was saddened to learn that I believe the 2021 Tesla automobile does not have AM radio in it, which really freaked me out, quite frankly. So people like us, besides bringing the city back, Kevin, I want to make sure that radio and the talk format that, you know, you've mastered over the years doesn't go anywhere, and that we are here because I will tell you, for me, radio serves two purposes. Probably the primary purpose of talk radio for me is companionship. I'm one of these like weird guys who I'm not like thrilled with like just spending time alone. So when I have the radio on, whether it's your live show or all the morning shows, like I feel like, okay, I'm hanging out with somebody. And that's really why you and I got close, was through the Piscopo morning team and our friend Frank Morano and bringing us together for some libations after work.
That's true.
So it's for companionship. But it's also information. You know, I always feel like I learn something, and that's what I look for in a radio show. And that's why when Mr. Crowley, our boss, you know, told us about this idea, and especially, you know, your idea of doing a different topic every night, I think it's great. Because if, you know, last night I wanted to know about what's going on with this wart on my big toe, I could call your show and speak to the doctor. And,
that's it.
I want to know something, when can I go back to Italy? I could call your show. I believe that's on a Tuesday.
Tuesdays,
night.
That's it. Yeah.
Tuesday, right? I got it. So, I just think that it's a great form, a great medium to learn something while you're hanging out with some people who I believe I'll take myself out of it or are very intelligent and know what they're talking about in their respective fields.
Well, and to be fair, Arthur Idala, I think that you come by this quite honestly because your pop and mom are two talk radio fans too. And so I've never learned more than when we did a remote broadcast and I got to sit at the feet of Mrs. Idala, your mom, and she told me all about the differences between sauce and gravy and what makes what and why it's important and all the other stuff. And you'd think, you know, me being the dumb Irish bloke that I am and married to an Italian, I would have figured all that stuff out long before now. But this is awesome. And Arthur, it's such a delight to have you here and to be with us on Thursdays. And I'm really excited about the fact that my listeners are going to be able to talk to no holds barred, one of the most in-demand attorneys in America today. You got a legal question? Arthur Idala is here to talk to you. 877-970-2999. Nothing is off limits. We've already struck this deal. He has to answer your question. Now, he may not answer it
the way that you... Yeah, hold on, Kevin. There was nothing. You said I have to answer that question. I'm okay with that. There was nothing that you said I had to give the correct answer. In other words, they just want an answer. I mean, the answer to the question could be apple. You know, how much time can you get if you murder someone? I could just say grapefruit. And they got an answer. So, you know, real quick, Kevin, you know, you talk about my mom talking about the difference between sauce and gravy. But my mom could also tell you the difference between Bob Grant, Barry Gray, Barry Farber, Long John Silver. Those are the guys whose voices I heard in my house. Lynn Samuels, you know.
Wow.
Though she doesn't like him calling everyone's names, she had Curtis and Lisa Sliwa on in the 80s in the morning in my house. So I really grew up, and I'll tell you two times when it came in handy, because she always had it on. One time, she called me in from the street to tell me Elvis Presley died. And the other time that I remember more distinctly, because I was on my block in Bay Ridge with all my buddies, and, you know, mom's like, come on in, and, you know, you're, come on, mom, I don't want, dude, you're really going to want to come in, and I walk in, and she's like, I have some bad news. I was like, what? She goes, Thurman Munson died. I go, what? I don't believe you. She's like, his plane crashed and he died, because it was all over the radio that afternoon in August. And so those are some of my, you know, breaking news on the radio stories growing up in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn in the 1970s and 80s.
And how weird is it that just a few years later, the day that Antonin Scalia dies, you're on my show giving me legal expert perspective on what he meant to the legal system. You know, and this is really cool. We've got Arthur Idala with you on Legal Night here on Radio Night Live. And before we're done, by the way, because I've asked each of our experts, I call our super guests, because they are more than just experts. They are like the preeminent king or queen in their perspective fields in terms of being able to give you expertise. But I've asked each one of them to give us something of value at the end of the show. And tonight, the Esquire's Etiquette is going to be unveiled. And Arthur's going to give us some tips, some insight, something about the legal framework of today's legal, you know, industry, for lack of a better term, that is going to be of benefit to you. So you don't want to miss that. That's going to come up at the end of the show tonight. Now, Arthur, I got something else to ask you about. And if we run out of time in this segment, you can come back with it in the next. But today you're on with Piscopo in the morning, and I think you're on his competitors tomorrow morning. So, Arthur is a true fan of the entire genre of talk radio. But you were talking about Zeppelis, and you were talking about the filling, and you were talking about the difference in the makeup for the St. Joe's cakes. Well, I had somebody deliver me some today. So I got to ask you about them, because on tomorrow night's show, Christine Nicholas and I are supposed to talk about this, and I need to know your insight. Coming right back, live from New York. Don't go away.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Join Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association, for In Your Court, taking over the AM 970 airwaves every Saturday morning at 8. Court officers play a pivotal role serving all the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses across New York City and the 9th Judicial District. In Your Court will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and their impact on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the five boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Salem, Orange, and Dutchess counties and affiliated with the AFL-CIO and International Longshoremen's Association. They're dedicated to improving benefits and protecting the rights of all their members. If it's 8 a.m. on Saturdays, it's time for In Your Court, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Maybe, what, 5 years? Truth is, there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total numbers of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95. About a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain, too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher explains yet another difference between the right and the left.
Colin Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State and chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has died at the age of 84. You know, he's a figure that is not without controversy, but unlike the mean-spirited, angry progressives who seem to delight at the passing of conservative figures. You know, we don't do that.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Of all the boys, 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 boys.
And now,
boys,
back to boys. Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some. First met you with lonesome.
Yeah, I love this stuff. Hot sardines. So honored to have them as our house band for Radio Night Live. Just dig this for a second. Here, play it, Alex. Bump it.
To explain things you do to me.
Hear that walking acoustic bass in the background? Boom, 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 boom. You just don't get that stuff anymore. Anyway, welcome back. It's Thursday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Arthur Idala is our legal expert, and he is with us. And Arthur, you were on with Joe this morning, and Joe Piscopo, our morning show, our esteemed godfather of the mornings. Like, he has reinvented morning radio in America, and so honored to have him on our station. But glad to have you here. And you were with him, and you were talking about how yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, which, come on, a guy named McCullough? I mean, when you've worked for a station that's had a Murano, Sibilia, Gattulo, Piscopo, Serrano, you know, over the years, taking up the entire morning drive slot for all that time, and then, you know, you have a GM named Crowley, which is, you know, that's kind of cool. At least he's on the same side as me. And then I'm the lone McCullough, like waving my hand in the air in the afternoons. So I, you know, St. Patrick's Day is a big deal for me. I celebrate that. But tomorrow is St. Joseph's Day. So there's these cakes that I don't understand anything about. And tomorrow, Christine Nicholas is on with us. We're going to talk about some great Italian pastry shops that are making these things. But I need to be educated. So help me know what I don't know.
All right. So real quick, the tomorrow is St. Joseph. It has to do with the father of Jesus. And
right.
The story goes, the legend goes, that Jesus would bring his father certain pastries or, you know, whatever the equivalent of pastries was 2,000 years ago to eat. And anyone who's named Joseph, you're supposed to bring them pastries on St. Joseph's Day. It was originally, and I was able to date it back as far as the 1800s, originally the only pastry that it was, the little cake that it is, was the sphingi. And there's like 10 different ways to spell sphingi, so don't ask me how. You got an S, an F, an I, an N, and a G, but in all different kinds of orders. And that's filled with cannoli cream. And that was the original St. Joseph's Day pastry, that you're supposed to find someone named Joseph and give that to him the way Jesus gave his father, Joseph. And then, you know, when I say father, I've got, you know, enough about
right, right. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? But the man who raised him, how about that? And then somewhere in the 1940s, Zeppoli became popular because it was easier to make. Apparently, the Zeppolis are easier to make. They're easier to fry. It's less labor. So if you look, a lot of pastry stores actually charge a little bit more for the sphingi than for the Zeppoli. And the Zeppoli has custard cream in it, not the cannoli cream. So the one that begins with an S has cannoli cream. The one that begins with a Z has custard cream. And, you know, it's basically Italians, like, you know, like the Italians and the Irish back in the 40s and 50s were not exactly best friends, especially here in New York City. They were competing for everything from jobs to girlfriends.
By the way, this Irishman is very thankful for Christopher Columbus, and I will defend his right to exist in any statue across this country, because I think that's what made America America. Like, if we didn't have the sacrifice that Christopher Columbus made, we wouldn't be where we are now.
What people don't realize about Christopher Columbus, now we're going down this road, is that it's not like he came to America and the Indians were like very sophisticated people like the Europeans were.
Right.
They didn't have any real tools. I don't even know if they had the wheel. And I'm not even being a wise guy. Like, they were very, you use the word primitive, but not advanced people. And they would kill each other, right? I mean, the tribes were killing each other. So it was one of those things, kill or be killed. And that's the way it was 550 years ago. And I read a Facebook post that said, if you're losing sleep or you're so upset about what a gentleman did 550 years ago, then you got real problems.
That's true.
You know, that's, I believe, from Ferrara's Bakery in Manhattan, only because Casey Bakery in Brooklyn, where I normally go, doesn't open early enough because I do have a radio appearance early in the morning. So I'm going to do the radio appearance, then go to the bakery, deliver everything to the Friars Club, and then meet some friends for some coffee and St. Joseph feast. And thank God for this wonderful world that we live in.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's show here, because Christine Legato Nicholas is... She's seeing to it that I get served with some Artuso's St. Joseph's cake. So we're going to have some cannoli, we're going to have some custard, we're going to have the difference between the two. We'll talk all about it, I'm sure, and make that perfectly clear sometime tomorrow. Now, listen, your expertise is the law. So as we go through the rest of this show tonight, I want to ask you about some legal stuff, because there are a lot of legal things that are hanging in the news, not the least of which are some of the biggest stories in the news right now. And I know that one of them, and I had you on my news talk show on AM 570 earlier last week to talk about this, but Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing three current investigations, one by the Attorney General with Letitia James, one by the State Assembly, and Mr. Hastie is heading that up, and one by his own. He instigated this own, you know, Cuomo review. I don't know what exactly is entailed in that, but he's investigating himself on some level, which is, I don't know, that I'm just speaking very candidly, seems kind of cheesy to me. But when we come back, you know, what are we talking about legal wise as it pertains to that huge story that's going to impact New York for days or months to come, and we'll get to Arthur's perspective on that. But not only that, Arthur, there's a lot of other significant things that are taking place in our courts across the country. For instance, tonight, the House of Representatives has just passed this legislation. It's got to go to the Senate and then to the president, but they'll probably get it through because they have the majority on all levels, that they are very much intending to see. Well, let me pull it up. I want to be exact about it because I just got the notification from what they want to do is they want to see.
You're talking about the 2.5 million undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, they're gonna enfold them. Well, they're gonna enfold all of these minors, up to 13,000 of them, as citizens with kind of out question. And I'm curious, from a legal standpoint, what challenge does that put on us as a people? We can talk about that for sure. And there's a number of other things. Anyway, it's legal night. If you have questions, by the way, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Arthur Idala, our legal expert on Thursday nights here on Radio Night Live from the greatest city on planet Earth, New York. Stay with us.
Fox News Channel is the place with the voices America trusts. Greg Gutfeld.
The only energy that they have is coming from the radical side.
Tucker Carlson.
Americans would die if you defunded the police.
Sean Hannity.
Cancel culture now has permeated every single part of our society.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
The mainstream media doesn't talk about it.
Laura Ingraham.
We're going to fight for our traditional values.
And Mark Levin.
It's time for everybody to stand up and be heard.
Fox News Channel, the voices America trusts.
This is Ray Zardetto for the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce. For the past year, we've been working with the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey to help make diversity more of a reality in the Garden State's business community. To the Chambers of Commerce, diversity is an asset that supports economic growth the same way as do our other assets, like our shoreline, our geographic location, and our natural resources. So we urge every business in New Jersey to think about diversity. Think about diversifying your supply chain. Consider black and minority candidates for your boards of directors and for your job openings. Focus your community outreach to help address social and economic disparities in the state. And this fall, the two chambers will host receptions to celebrate people who have inspiring and extraordinary stories to tell, and we invite you to come and hear them. The events are free to attend. For more information about these events and how you can make diversity an asset to your business, go to njchamber.com/diversity. That's njchamber.com/diversity.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
From the producers of God's Not Dead.
Religion has been removed from our schools. They're teaching kids say they don't need God.
Witness the next chapter in the God's Not Dead series.
That you're really chipping away at our freedoms and liberties.
You work for us.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people,
for the people.
God's Not Dead. We the people. Streaming begins October 22nd. Start your free trial now, exclusively on PureFlix.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough. Ooh,
thank you so much for being with us. This is just flying tonight because Arthur Idala, of course, very entertaining and very seasoned in terms of what he knows, in terms of the subject matter that he discusses, and so honored to have him as part of the core group that is making this broadcast what it needs to be, a vehicle to help bring back New York. And Arthur, again, thanks for being here. It's fun to have you on launch night. We're going to have other special guests in the weeks to come, but I just wanted to clear the calendar for you tonight so that we could just have a good time. But there are some
Let me break in and just give the listening audience a little legal lesson right here. And we'll have another one at the end of the show. But the one right now, we didn't do anything wrong because you said it and I didn't say it. But a lawyer in the state of New York is not allowed to say that he or she is an expert on anything. So if you're ever meeting with a lawyer and they call themselves an expert on something, you can tell your attorney.
Don't trust them.
Can't say that.
Very good. Well, and Arthur, I won't ask you to say those things that you shouldn't say to self-indemnify. Is that a legal term? But I am not ashamed at all to say that you are one of the most brilliant lawyers in America. And, you know, if if that wasn't the case, there wouldn't be people like Alan Dershowitz and Lawrence Taylor and others that are seeking your services to assist in their bigger issues. So I don't have any worries about that at all. Let's take a real quick call because Charlie Finch is calling us from Manhattan tonight. Charlie, welcome. You're on with Kevin and Arthur.
Hi, guys. In terms of the mission of restoring New York to its former greatness, which I think we can do, Arthur, in terms of the issue of staying at home to work or going back to the office, let's use your firm as a template. How much work is currently being done by you in the office? Do you expect all your employees to come back to the office? What is the status of the courts now in terms of COVID, in terms of criminal trials, and the prospect in the immediate future? And isn't the essence of a law firm necessary, the collegiality within the firm, which will require you to have people back in your office? And will you give economic incentives to your employees to come back from working at home into the office? I look forward to your answer.
Professor, let me just say before Arthur answers, I was going to ask him several of those same questions. So thank you for doing my job for me tonight. But Arthur, the COVID shutdowns has really changed things. What happened in the courts? Did criminals not go to jail? Did we not have actual adjudication taking place? Fill us in on everything that Charlie just asked you about.
Professor Finch has asked 15 questions. They're all good, by the way. So let's pick the
four or five best ones and answer those.
I'm going to start personally with how things worked for my firm. So here's how it worked. That first week, we were still in the office. So I'm on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Usually we watch the St. Patrick's Day parade. There was no parade, although a few people marched from the organization to say that they've had the parade every year and it never stopped. But we stayed in Manhattan. I wasn't wearing a suit. Everything was really quiet. And then that following week was like March 21st, 22nd, 23rd. That's when it became like the biggest blizzard the country has ever seen. Like, everyone was shut down. What Charlie was saying, though, about the congeniality, I'm a strong believer in working together. Now, a year ago today, Zoom was a television show on PBS that I watched when I was like 8 years old. But, you know, we all learned what Zoom turned out to be. And we worked all week, and every Friday we would have a Zoom cocktail party, my law firm, which was kind of fun. Everyone had to make a drink, and you know, we all talked about what we did for the week. And then by April, we were working pretty hard, but I couldn't wait to get back. And I am blessed with a staff, people who work with me, who they wanted to get back as well. And by May, we were in the office 3 days a week. And long story longer.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on. I want people to understand that. By last May, which was barely 60 days from the time that the shutdown took effect, you guys were back in the office?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yep.
Wow.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And a couple of people on my staff had gotten sick in March. We were as careful as we could be. Kevin, the streets were empty. I was still parking right on the street. Like, it didn't matter who I was.
Arthur, they're still empty.
Parking lots. No, not the way they were, Kevin. They were.
Yeah, but
they were empty. I mean, I had the only car on the whole block of 45th Street and 5th Avenue. The only car on the whole block. I mean, empty. I have a photograph from a year ago today taken out my window, and 5th Avenue, there is not a car. I will tell you, sometime I think it was the first week of April, it was a Wednesday I was here, I put my iPhone in the gutter against the curb, I put it on Facebook Live, and I did 25 push-ups in the intersection of 5th Avenue and 45th Street to demonstrate to everyone that there was no traffic. There was no cars at all. But by September the 7th, and we worked through the summer, basically 2 or 3 days a week. September 7th, I had 100% occupancy. My newest hire, a brilliant young woman.
That's incredible. Arthur, hold that thought, because the computer's going to cut us off here in a second. I got to take this break. Coming right back.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
Salem Media of New York is looking for two highly motivated media strategists. Must have 1 to 3 years of media experience, one to excel in digital sales, and one to continue to maintain the successes of our two large terrestrial radio stations, AM 970 The Answer and WMCA AM 570 and FM 102.3. Excellent compensation if you can sell and want to work for a first-class media company of the highest national and local quality. Once again, Salem Media of New York is looking for two highly motivated media strategists. Must have 1 to 3 years of media experience, one to excel in digital sales, and one to continue to maintain the successes of our two large terrestrial radio stations, AM 970 The Answer and WMCA, AM 570 and FM 102.3. Excellent compensation if you can sell and want to work for a first-class media company of the highest national and local quality. Email rachel.dolce at nycradio.com. That's rachel.dolce at nycradio.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager wonders about the mask.
Even before I got COVID, when I would say, is it okay I don't have a mask on? No one ever said anything but laugh. Most people wearing a mask know it's a farce. You know who don't believe it's effective? The leaders telling you to wear them. Because whenever we catch them, candid, they're not wearing a mask.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
If I should take an ocean, drown myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Just a reminder, in our next segment, Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars, is going to unleash his first Esquire's etiquette, which is a little bit of a legal tip for those of you that are, you know, wanting to make sure you're doing your legal stuff right in the new age that is 2021. And friends, I just want to remind you, this broadcast is all about bringing back New York City to the prominence that it needs and should and deserves to hold in 2021 after we get past this pandemic, past this current crisis, and, you know, hopefully begin to see an economy and a life that takes on a new stage and goes to greater heights than ever before. Arthur, just before the break, we were talking about what Professor Finch had asked, and I wanted you to expound on your explanation there.
So the bottom line is, at least the way I practice law, and it doesn't matter if you're practicing law or maybe you're doing accounting services or whatever, we just work well together when we are together as opposed to being on Zoom. So we spent a lot of time on this summer working remotely, but at least 2 days a week we were in the office. And I just said, look, the day after Labor Day, we're all coming back. Now, guys at the big firms, Cravath, Swain & Moore, Skadden,
they may not be going back until this Labor Day. So we've been here. I had 100% occupancy, as I would mention, from the youngest lawyer, who's the, her name is Taylor, she just passed the bar, to the oldest lawyer, who's a retired judge, to Joe Barada, who's 82 years old. We've been here. I have five or six big air purifiers. There's, you could slather yourself in, you know, Purell anywhere you go. September and October were pretty mellow with the coronavirus. And then if you remember, November, it started ticking back up in December. So then all I did was I said, look, when you're leaving your own office, I'd like you to wear a mask to go to the bathroom or go to the kitchen or whatever. So we kind of adhered to that rule. We were wearing masks walking around. And then, thank God, by February, you know, people started getting the vaccine. Actually, everyone in my office has gotten the vaccine except me. So even though I've had ample opportunity to get it, my attitude has been until everyone in the office is taken care of, you know, I'll be the last one to eat. I'm the first one to get up. I'm the last one to leave. I'm the last one to eat. I make sure the troops, you know, there's 20 of us all together up here, and in both offices. I have an office in Brooklyn and an office in Manhattan. And I just want to make sure everyone got taken care of, because, Kevin, I believe so strongly in this city. I believe so strongly in the people of this city.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm betting it all. I mean, look, I not only did I sign a new lease for my location, but during the pandemic, I hired two new lawyers. Taylor, who I mentioned, and a judge who was retiring. Like, you know, we're in this to win it. The courts have been doing the best they can. The first month, like, nobody knew what was going on. Like, from the middle of March to the middle of April. I mean, you asked about our criminals not getting arrested. Yes, that was the fact. I mean, they were not. Arrests were down. I called one day to the Brooklyn courthouse because I had a guy getting arrested. Now, when I was a DA in the 1990s, you would have between 400 and 500 people in the system waiting to see the judge. In the middle of April, I called over there. There were 17 people in the system waiting to see the judge. There were 17 arrests. And of the 3 million people who live in Brooklyn, that particular day, there were 17 arrests, which is minuscule. So, yes, law enforcement backed off. To some degree, it was for their own health. Remember, Kevin, in those beginning days, we didn't know how you got this virus. I mean, people were dying all over the place. So a police officer, you know, didn't really put their neck on the line. And I don't blame them unless, you know, they really had to. But I'm on 45th and 5th, and it has changed a lot since the restaurants have opened up. Every day, I think now I'm seeing more and more people. Traffic, I will tell you, from Brooklyn to Manhattan is certainly back to where it used to be. Now, sadly, that may be because people are not using mass transit as much as they used to.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the major things that's going on, because as I do John Katsimatidis' show with him every Wednesday, I can tell you the travel times on the west side headed to Bergen County are not any better than they were when Manhattan was normal. But I still see that kind of empty Midtown when I'm in there, and it's discouraging.
You're coming later in the day, and you are correct. Like right now, I look out my window, I'm still in the office. Yes, it is. It's like a Sunday morning or a Sunday night. I mean, there's hardly anyone around. But during the work day, I'm looking out the window right now. Yeah, there's one pedestrian on the street. But during the work day, there's definitely life. But there's nothing to do right now after work, right? I mean, the bars are open, but the movie theaters just reopened. Broadway is closed, and there's no tourists. There's no tourism here.
Right, none.
And where I am, I went to Rockefeller Center when the Christmas tree was up. I mean, there was a part of it. I can't lie. I have to be honest with your listeners. I enjoyed it. I felt like I was in the town. I walked up to Rockefeller Center. There was maybe 100 people there, as opposed to 3,000 or 4,000 people there.
Right.
It was a very unique experience, and that's why. But we did work together as lawyers. We were safe. We were socially distanced when we needed to be. And the trials start in New York City this Monday, March 22nd. They have retrofitted a bunch of courtrooms so that the jurors will all be
socially everybody distanced. Thought that they were getting away with it. No, that's not true. They're gonna have to answer.
The guys who were in jail, Kevin, they really got punished. The men and women in jail, because I have a case that was supposed to be on for trial last May of 2020, and now it's probably going to be scheduled for September of 2021. So these are people who are innocent until proven guilty, and they're sitting in Rikers Island, and the way they're protecting inmates at prisons from the coronavirus is basically putting them in not solitary confinement, because they usually have one roommate, but they're not allowing them to leave their cells but for like 15 minutes every other day. And that's real punishment in a country where you're presumed innocent and where there's a prohibition against cruel and inhuman punishment. And to put someone who's in there maybe for like stealing a car, but they can't make a certain amount of bail, and sitting in a jail cell for a year and a half, it's far from ideal. Let's put it that way.
Well, and that may all be perfectly well and true. I you know, it's been such a tough year, Arthur. There's been so many struggles between school and trying to figure out how to work from home and all the stuff that people have dealt with. We're speaking with Arthur Idala, who's going to be my, and he's not allowed to say this, but I am, so I'm going to say it, my expert on legal issues on Thursday nights here on Radio Night Live, where we are focused on one thing only, bringing New York City back to where it needs to be and should be. And coming back, he's got a free tip for us with the Esquire's etiquette. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for BestHotGrill.com. It's time to select a Christmas gift with impact for your best clients, employees, friends, and family. Solaire Infrared Grills deliver the lasting value of a gift that will actually be used. And every time, they will think of you. Solaire Infrared Grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Learn more about Solaire Infrared Grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared Gift Giving at BestHotGrill.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money's tight for everyone right now. It's been a tough year, and you sure don't need to get hit with a big, unexpected bill. Like, what if your car breaks down right now? How are you paying the bill? If it's your transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs like your air conditioning can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's $1,999 or newer, you can stop paying for repairs right now. That's right. With Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, we pay your repair bill for you. Just dial 800-315-7458 on your mobile phone now to get started. Protect My Car pays for repairs to your engine, transmission, air conditioning, suspension, and so much more. Dial 800-315-7458 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial 800-315-7458 on your mobile phone right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Dial 800-315-7458 and never pay for car repairs again. Dial 800-315-7458.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It has been an incredible launch week to the brand new format for Radio Night Live here in New York on AM 970 The Answer. And whether it was Hillary Kramer and finances on Monday or Valerie Delia on Tuesday talking about travel. And by the way, she's got some deals she's going to bring to the table next Tuesday. You want to travel on the best price? She's looking them up. She's got them for us coming Tuesday. You want to check that out. Nicole Sapphire, the first lady of medical information and the Memorial Sloan Kettering expert, Fox News senior medical contributor expert. We're so honored to have her. Arthur Idala. There's just not a better name in legal work across the country than Arthur Idala. And he is with us on Thursdays. And tomorrow night, a real treat to end the week with, Christine Nicholas, the first lady of hospitality. She knows everything about everything that's going to be reopened. And we're going to actually talk about some really cool things that are going on. But she's also got some pastries headed my way. I'm going to try them out here on the air live. We will see exactly what those Joseph cakes are made of. But Arthur, before we're done, I promised everyone that you've got an Arthur Idala Esquire tip. You've got an etiquette, yes, for us about how to go about our legal organization in life. What is it?
Well, you got to make a living. You got to work. Stay at home and the remote Zoom stuff, it's BS if you ask me. But now it's time to get back to reality, get back to the real world. And my tip of the day is this. When you have to go hire a lawyer, the most important thing after you evaluate the lawyer, do your research, talk to people who you know who may have used this law firm, ask about the pros and cons, ask the lawyers about their experience. Make sure you have a written retainer agreement so that you know lawyers have to provide one by law if it's in New York, anything over $3,500. But even if it's under $3,500, your legal fee, you should ask for something in writing so that there are no surprises and you know exactly what you have to pay, when you have to pay, and most importantly, what you're getting for that. So if you hire the lawyer, you pay him X amount of dollars, does that include a trial? Does it not include a trial? Does it include an appeal? Does it not include an appeal? Does it include a second trial if you try the first case? And also, people should know it's easy to find. There are New York states. It's basically the rights of a client. And there are things that say you're entitled to a lawyer's independent professional judgment, undivided loyalty, uncompromised by conflicts of interest. You are entitled to have your questions and concerns addressed in a prompt manner and have your telephone calls returned promptly. There's like 10 things. You're entitled to have a legitimate objective is respected by your attorney. So you should just go online, whoever's going to hire a lawyer for any reason. These laws, these rules, these ethical rules apply to all lawyers in all manners, and it's really there to protect the client. So once you decide which lawyer you're going with, I would recommend Mike Connors because he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Just make sure you get a written retainer agreement, and so you understand and your lawyer understands.
As we delve into a new economy and a new world post-COVID, there's going to be a lot of questions that people have. So I'm going to encourage them to beef up, arm themselves with the information that they need so that they know what they can do and expect when it comes to their legal rights. Arthur, we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thank you for a great launch night. Wonderful to be with you. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure was all mine, Kevin. Have a good one. Happy St. Joseph's Day tomorrow.
That's right. I'm going to eat the cakes. All mine.
There you go.
Kevin McCullough, see you tomorrow.